7:49 on the Mighty 690, and we are now joined by City Manager Mark Hall to get ready for tonight's City Commission meeting. Good morning, Mr. Hall. How are you?
Fine, and it rained.
It did. And it's so much cooler than it's been. It's a blessing.
I pulled over on the side of the road and didn't know what it was.
It's nice to be back in the 70s, that is for sure. But I'm sure plenty on the agenda for tonight's meeting.
I'll just kind of run through that. If you're needing assistance and would like to attend the meeting tonight, it is at 6:30. And if you'll go to the east side of City Hall, go down to the customer service door, go through that door, turn to your left, and you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting is. And, of course, we call to order and then have a roll call. And then we have our invocation, and then we do the Pledge of Allegiance and review the agenda in case there's changes. And then the consent agenda, and that's where the city pays its bills. These are appropriations, and we'll just say that this one and that number, which is explained by Commissioner York, primarily consists of electricity, and it's $5,673,000. And then we move to public comment, and the City Commission welcomes public comment during this time. It is one of those that we know there will be good and bad, but it is one of those we can only get better by hearing from the public. So all are welcome to come and talk to the commission. And then we move to regular agenda items. There is a public hearings. In the public hearings, special presentations and proclamations. The first presentation will be the audit for the fiscal year 2022. And representative will explain that to the commission. And then we have the presentation of a community development block grant trail project. And I think everybody in town is aware we've been working on obtaining funding for the trail project. This will connect us to LeClaire Park. And so it was a check given by the state. And so we'll present the big check to the City Commission, and I believe that's $500,000. And, of course, anytime you receive a grant, that saves taxpayers money. So then we move to old business, and we have the ordinance to allow the alcohol to be served at the Perkins Building during the Haunted History Tour event. And then we have, it's a second reading also, and that's an ordinance adjusting or changing our residency policy. It went from 25 miles to now 45 miles. We still do a semicircle, so at the halfway through the circle is the Kansas state line. Then we went to new business, and it is, there will be a discussion and action of notice to proceed, and that's with the City of Caney. That is, I think everyone in Montgomery County and, of course, across the state with state agencies are aware of the situation with Caney. This is the first opportunity to discuss with the City Commission about possible water. I know we are in a drought situation, so that's always going to be a concern, but this is the preliminary discussion. As things go forward, they will be brought back if there's a need for official action, but this is kind of the start of the process. So then we move to the purchase for the police department. It's also a grant that saves money. It's for digital video recording systems, and that's through the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant. The next item is the purchase of wood poles for electric distribution. And then we move on to, it's a execute a real estate agreement for the USDA 523 Mutual Self-Help housing program. That program is getting ready to kick off. It's been one of those that the city has to do a lot of things, but it is one of those that's through the USDA. It is you have to qualify for the program, but our goal is once in the program, you have to self-help, and that means you'll construct, and that saves you equity. But it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage home, and it's brand new through the USDA. You can find out more about that through the housing department. And then, of course, we move on to the next. It is the electric rate schedules, MPCA. Now, I'm going to try not to mess this up because I'm not an expert on electricity, but the power cost adjustment, what that is it goes through and looks at rates, and it looks at the operating costs and these things, all that affect the rates, and then they are, right now, it currently has that that PCA adjust month to month. What the proposal for commission consideration would, things stay the same, but that PCA will go from a 6 to a 6 month rolling. So instead of adjusting it every month, it'll just roll every 6 months. And that gets a better look at that instead of volatile once and up and down. It kind of smooths that out. Yeah. And so that'll be for commission consideration. And then there is the resolution to engage the League of Municipalities, and that's for the city manager search, which everyone is aware I'm retiring at the end of the year. But this is through the League, and what they do is they're an executive search. They have an arm of that, and that goes out nationwide. They partner with other municipal leagues of other states. So that will be the final agenda item. And then, of course, city manager's report. And I hope I didn't run too fast, but it is one of those that it'll be kind of a busy meeting, but a lot of good things. And we welcome everyone, and do. Stay, just go out and enjoy the rain whenever it comes out.
Absolutely. Well, City Manager Mark Hall, good enough to join us. We appreciate you, as always, of course, keeping everybody informed on the latest with the City Commission. So thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll have a look at Fox News and local news on the way. It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.